High school basketball is on the air.
As Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Price. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it. Gilder hits it. A three-point field goal. And Gilder wins the state championship. Holy smoke.
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Tonight we got the semifinals of the Boys C1 Subdistrict 9 Basketball Tournament, and a good night of basketball in store for you here tonight as the number 2 ranked team in Class C1, the Minden Whippets, getting set to take on Hastings St. Cecilia in our first ball game. This one will be followed up by the contest between Kearney Catholic and Adams Central tonight at 8 o'clock. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. First ball game pitting the Minden Whippets, a record of 19 wins and one loss in the season, taking on Hastings St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks are currently 15-8. Minden and their head coach Shannon Levin with just one loss so far this season. That was way back on January the 10th when they lost to Ravenna by a score of 57-38. The Blue Jays still undefeated in Class C2 and ranked number 1. Since then, Minden has rattled off 10 straight wins as they come into the sub-district tournament. Here tonight, finishing off the regular season with a 50-point win over the Indians on a broken bowl, winning by the score of 81-31. Minden, a team that relies on their defenses, a great defensive team. They're giving up only 38.3 points per ball game on defense. They're averaging 62.8 on the offensive end, of course, led by the All-Stater and Carson Bloom. He is averaging 17 points per ball game. He's a 6-foot senior. Bloom also grabbing 6 rebounds per game. But they got some other guys that can do some damage, in particular, Derek Kissinger. Kissinger is averaging 13 points per ball game so far this season for the Whippets. He's averaging 4.1 points per ball game. They see a St. Cecilia team that has won their last 3 ball games in a row. They won their last 2 games of the regular season, winning over Lincoln Lutheran 63-57 and beating Centura in their regular season finale last Friday night, 68-27. Last night, they picked up the win of the play-in game here in this C1 Subdistrict 9 basketball tournament as St. Cecilia knocked off Gibbon by a score of 61-46. St. Cecilia got good performances from Cesar Tino and Phil Hamburger in the ball game last night. Hamburger scored 22 points. Cesar Tino scored 21. Cesar knocked down 5 three-pointers in the ball game against the Gibbon Buffaloes last night. Hamburger is the guy who's been leading this team most of the season. He's averaging 13 points per ball game for head coach Kevin Asher. Cesar Tino also in double figures at 11.5. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll have more right after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for basketball, a basketball doubleheader for you tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. In the first game, Hastings St. Cecilia and Minden, followed up by Kearney Catholic and the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. For Minden, they've got the luxury of maybe a safety net here in the event that they get upset here in the sub-district or district tournament. Minden currently number 2 in the point standings as far as a wild card is concerned. Boys Town right now with the best wild card average. Minden is right there in second place, and it is Milford, Wahoo, and Hershey. For the rest of the teams here in this particular sub-district, it appears that they're going to have to win in order to move on to the district championship and the right to represent this area in the state tournament coming up the second weekend of March down in Lincoln. Kearney Catholic right now 8th in the current wild card point standings. Adams Central is 12th, and Hastings St. Cecilia is 15th. lot of action going on across the state tonight in sub-district basketball. Girls B5 district at Kearney High School has a play-in game tonight involving the Hastings High Lady Tigers. They're playing the Aurora Huskies tonight. The rest of the sub-districts around the area on the boys' side of things, basically in the semifinals here tonight, we'll have a lot of scores coming through the program here tonight as we get set for basketball here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena is Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to do battle here tonight with the Minden Whippets, a team that is ranked number 2 in the state in Class C1. 19-1 for Minden and a record of 15 wins and 8 losses for Hastings St. Cecilia. We got the singing of the national anthem, and we'll get you the starting lines, and then we'll get you the tip-off of the ball game here tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex involving the Blue Hawks and the Whippets here tonight. So the singing of the national anthem, and we'll get set for basketball tonight on the Breeze.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze,
94.5. Oh,
singing of the national anthem here preceding the ball game here tonight with Hastings St. Cecilia and Minden on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight. Get to the starting lines first of all for Minden. They're going to be the home team on the scoreboard. They'll be dressed in their white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the purple. Carson Bloom will get a start, a 6-foot senior. Bloom is averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds per game. Also leading the team in assists and steals. Bloom is averaging 3.3 assists and 2.6 steals per ball game. Daniel Christensen is a 5'7" senior. Christensen averaging 1.3 points, 1.5 rebounds per ball game. Another starter for head coach Shannon Levin will be Thomas Sinsel, a 5'9" senior. Sinsel is averaging 5 points and 1.7 rebounds per game, 1.8 steals per contest. Christian Schwenka is a 6'4" senior. Christian Schwenka is averaging 9.2 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. He's also leading the team with 13 blocked shots so far this year. And Derek Kissinger is the other starter, 6'1" and senior. Kissinger averaging 13 points and 4 rebounds per game, also averaging 1.5 assists, 1.4 rebounds per ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia will go with Timothy Skok. Tim is averaging 4.3 points and 3.3 rebounds per game as a 6'3" senior. Cesar Tino, who had a hot hand last night with 5 three-pointers, scored 21 points in the opener against Gibbon. Tino, a 5'11" junior. Also getting a start, Phil Hamburger, a 6'2" and senior. Hamburger averaging 13 points, 4.6 rebounds per game. He had 22 last night. Jamison Ash, a 6'1" junior, averaging 2.1 rebound per game. And then Christopher Hartford is a 6'4" junior. Chris is averaging 2 points and 1 rebound per ball game. St. Cecilia, coached by Kevin Asher, Shannon Love, and the head man at Minden. That's your starting lineups, and that's the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight, brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Hastings St. Cecilia, the visitors here tonight, despite playing at Hastings. The Blue Hawks are dressed in their visiting blue uniforms, trimmed in leather to the white. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right. And St. Cecilia Crazy's already up and running here underneath the Minden basket. So St. Cecilia and Minden ready to tip things off. It'll be Minden controlling the opening tip. Both of these teams rely on their defense. St. Cecilia giving up only 38.3 points per ball game on defense. Minden right at 40. There's a shot off the baseline. It's going to be no good there by Derek Kissinger. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. One shot and done. The Hawks bring the ball back here. Hamburger has got the ball now to Asher on the right side. On the wing, they get it out to Skok. Now to Hamburger. Thinks about the three-pointer. Sends it over to Tino. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Three-pointer. Cesar Tino, who had 5 three-pointers last night, knocks down his first shot here. And the Blue Hawks go out on top by a score of 3-0 in the ball game. Minden working with the ball. They work it inside. There's a jump hook in there. Christian Schwick is up and in. They got Christian Schwick in the ball. A little jump hook with his left hand, and he scores in the lane. 3-2 the score now. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks have the basketball back to their offensive zone. Skok has got it on the wing on the left side. Tim Skok comes out here to Hamburger. Right side with the basketball is Tino. Down the right side of the lane, that's Skok with the ball. Kicks it back out here to Tino. Comes across the top, that's Esch with the ball. Esch holding it here for St. Cecilia. Comes over on the wing. Cesar Tino has got it. Dribble penetration into the lane. The ball is knocked loose. It's going to be picked up by Minden. That's a turnover on St. Cecilia. Coming back the other way. The Whippets, they go inside. A shot is up there and in. Derek Kissinger scoring there for the Minden Whippets. That's his first field goal in the ball game. It's a 4-3 ball game now. The Whippets out on top of St. Cecilia after the Hawks hit the first shot of three-pointer by Cesar Tino. St. Cecilia back with the ball in their offensive end. Tino down here on the baseline. Dribbles once. Comes out on top to Esch. Brings it back to Tino. 4-3. Shot is up there. That one is going to be missed. Ball is going to be tapped here on the baseline. It's going to be loose. It's going to be picked up here by Christian Schwenka of Minden. Schwenka gets the ball to the far sideline to a Carson Bloom. And Bloom will bring things up for the Minden Whippets. They work it inside to Schwenka. Gets it back here. Diving for the hole is Carson Bloom. His shot is up and in. Bloom centered is in inside the Schwenka. And he gives it back to Bloom, who drives for the basket and scores easily. 6-3 the score now. Minden has got the lead. Hamburger out on top. Fakes the three-pointer. Dribbles inside. A 12-footer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Skok with the rebound. An offensive board gets it out to Esch for three. Shot is up there. That one is going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Bloom has got it now for the Minden Whippets. Winds his way up the floor. Stops here at the top of the key. Minden has got a 6-3 lead over St. Cecilia. Inside, Schwenka grabs it. Puts a man in the air. And shot is up and in. And he's fouling the play. Christian Schwenka gets the field goal to go down there for Minden. He is fouling the play by Chris Hartford of St. Cecilia. Hartford left his feet there on the fake from Schwenka and came down and knocked Schwenka in the hand, but Christian got the field goal to go down. 8-3 is the score. Minden out on top by 5 points early. Schwenka to the free throw line, a 56% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but a long rebound comes out here into the backcourt, and Dan Christensen grabs the ball here for the Whippets, so Minden gets it back. Carson Bloom has got it on the wing on the left side, picked up by Skok. Bloom just holds on to it. Now he drives the ball down on the baseline, circles around to the goal. He goes in, his shot is up and in. Carson Bloom now at 4 points in the ball game, and the Whippets are out on top 10-3. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. So a personal foul is going to be whistled here in backcourt. It's going to go on Minden. And St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. The foul is going to go on Christensen. That's going to be his first. First teamer on the Dogs here in this first quarter of play. 5:16 to go. The Whippets have scored 10 straight points after St. Cecilia got the initial field goal and a three-pointer from Cesar Tino. Here's Kevin Ryan with the ball now. Ryan's pass deflected, but it's picked up here by Esch. Now Kevin Ryan beats it down in the corner. That's Hamburger. Fakes the three, moves to his left, fires up a three. A shot no good, and the rebound comes down to the Minden Whippets. Thomas Sensel with the ball down the right sideline. Stops on the wing. Picked up there by Esch of St. Cecilia. Circling around underneath the basket is going to be Derek Kissinger, and the foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. A foul here will go on the Hawks. It's going to go on, let's see, the officials didn't make a clear indication here. Now the scorer's table is going to be a little confused on who that foul went against. It's going to go on Esch. That's going to be his first. So Jamison Esch is going to inbound the ball here. Rather, Minden's going to inbound the ball. They come to the near sideline, and they center the scorer's table here on the near sideline, and they throw the ball out of bounds. So St. Cecilia will play things in. The last personal foul was on Jamison Esch. That's his second team foul on the Blue Hawks. Scorer's table a little confused on who that last foul went. They got it figured out here. Now we got a foul here on backcourt as Orion hits the deck, and a personal foul here is going to be called on Minden. That's going to go on R.J. Watson. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Whippets. St. Cecilia plays the ball in. A long pass down the floor. They get to Skokie. Drives, shoots, and scores. Tim Skokie got behind the defense. A long baseball pass thrown there. Tim Skokie lays it in easily for the Bluehawks. Got the Whippets sleeping, I think, a little bit there defensively. There's a pass in the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Ash as he drives it back 2-on-2 to the basket. He goes, his shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Ash got the steal, took it coast to coast there and could not score in the other end. They'll go to the free throw line here. The personal foul is going to be called on Isaac Carlson of Minden. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Whippets. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Jamison Ash. 62% foul shooter in the season. 10-5 to score. The Whippets out on top. Shot is up there. It's good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 62% of their free throw tosses so far this year. 41% from the field, 31% from three-point territory. St. Cecilia back to within 4 points. Now 10-6 to score. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Next shot is up there. It is good by Esch. So it's now a 10-7 ball game. After Minden scores 10 straight points out of the box here after St. Cecilia hitting that first field goal, the Hawks have now come back with 4 points of their own. So 10-7 is the score. Under 4.5 minutes to play. There's a long pass underneath. Grabbing the ball down here is Kissinger. Shot no good. Tap try, but Bloom is up there and in. Carson Bloom got the tap. He gets the field goal. He's now got 6 points here. 6 out of the 12 points for the Whippets in this first quarter. It's a 12-7 ball game. Minden has got the lead. Mike Cannon with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Comes out to Ash, now to Cesar Tino. Dribble penetration down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Cesar Tino takes the ball to the goal there for the Hawks. He's got 5 points. Now 12-9 the score. Minden out on top. Whippets have the ball. Here's a Thomas Sinsel with it out of here in 3 points here. That's where he picked up by Tino. Sinsel has to get rid of it, and he does. The Carson Bloom out here in three-point territory drives the ball left side of the lane down to the baseline. His shot is up there and in. No one can stop Carson Bloom here in this first quarter. Carson with 8 points in the ball game for the Whippets. It's a 14-9 ball game now. Minden out on top. Whippets can put some points on the scoreboard. They average 62.8 on the offensive end. Here's Cesar Tino. Now to Ash. Goes over to Hannon. Free throw line extended left side. They get it in now. Left side of the lane to Hamburger. Wings it over here to Cesar Tino. Bounce pass out on top. Ryan. Dribble penetration. Stops. Comes out here to Tino. 4-3. Shot is up there. Misses badly. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Hannon. Gets the ball out to Ryan. A shot good. Kevin Ryan hits the three ball from the left side. That's Ryan's first points in the ball game. St. Cecilia back within two. 14-12 to score. 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex. Bloom drives it toward the goal and loses control of the ball out of bounds. So Carson Bloom drives it to the goal that time and lost it out of bounds. The third turnover on Minden. Christian Schwenke comes back into the ball game now for the Whippets. Going out will be Jonas Levin. He was in there briefly. St. Cecilia playing things in. They're in backcourt. 2:55 to play in the first quarter. 14-12. The Whippets have a 2-point lead. St. Cecilia will inbound. They get it to Skok here. On the near sideline, Minden applying some pressure back here in backcourt. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Left-handed dribble brings it into the offensive zone. Switches hands to his right now as he tries to drive it down the left side of the lane. Stops and pops the shot. It's up there high off the glass. Good. So Hamburger had 22 last night. That's his first field goal of the ball game here. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Sinsel drives back the other way as the basketball stripped away. It's picked up by Mike Hannon. He runs her back the other way for the Hawks and now holds up to his teammates here. Gets it into the hands of Hamburger. To the near sideline, that's Ryan with the ball. Back out top of the key. Hamburger has got it. Now to Ryan on the wing. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Out to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to Derek Kissinger. Rather to R.J. Watson as he comes down the near sideline. And now Minden wants to call a timeout. The Whippets want to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 14, Minden 14.
People you know. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Complex Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. High school basketball on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com and on your smartphone at m.KLIQFM.com. Locked into the C1 Subdistrict 9 semifinals here tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex. Bloom drives it down the lane. An offensive foul is going to be called on Bloom as he runs over a man down there. Giving up was Simon Ostrander of St. Cecilia. Bloom gets hit with a personal foul. Carson picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Whippets. St. Cecilia will come back the other way. 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in this first quarter. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. After Minden built an early 10-3 lead here over the Hawks. Kevin Ryan has got the ball for St. Cecilia in the offensive zone again. Hamburger goes down in the corner. That's Mike Cannon with it now. Hannon comes out on top. Nobody there. It's into the back quarter. Goes out of bounds, and the officials give the ball to Minden. So St. Cecilia a little confused there offensively. They turn the ball over for the second time here in this first quarter. Now Minden will play things in right in front of the scorer's table here on the near sideline. That's Dan Christensen. Gets the ball to Isaac Carlson. Carlson dribbling to the wing on the right side. Goes down in the corner. That's Derek Kissinger. Circles around. Now cuts it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Phil Hamburger has got the ball for St. Cecilia. He will bring things up with a minute and 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hamburger gets away, takes it down on the baseline, reverses the ball to Ostrander. Now left side, that's Kevin Ryan with the ball. Ryan trying to get away from Christensen, sends it over here on the right side. That's Hamburger down on the baseline. Simon Ostrander back out on top to Ryan. Dribble penetration, kicks it out here to Hannon. Now Ryan at the point again, back to Mike Hannon. Fires up a long three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to Christian Schwenke. He has it knocked loose. It's picked up by Schwenke. Now to Christensen. He loses control of the ball, and it's picked up here by St. Cecilia. The fifth turnover on the Dogs here in this first quarter of play. Scope comes down with it for St. Cecilia and gets the ball into the hands of Hamburger. Bill Hamburger flips it away to Ostrander. Now with 55 seconds to play here in the first. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Here's Ostrander with the ball. Simon Ostrander dribbling left to right across the top of the key. Comes over here to Hamburger as he holds it. Gets it out of Mike Cannon. And is still about 35 feet away from the basket. Minden is in a man-to-man defense. Here's Simon Ostrander dribbling with the ball. Retreats out near the 10-second line. Flips it away to Hamburger. St. Cecilia will go for the final shot probably here in this first quarter. Now we got a personal foul. An offensive foul is going to be called on Skoke. As a whippet hit the deck hard here. Getting up off of the hardwood was a Thomas Sinsel of a Minden. We're going to have an offensive foul called here on Tim Skoke, and St. Cecilia was running clock here at the end of the first quarter. So now it's going to be Minden playing things in. That's the third team foul in St. Cecilia in the first quarter. Hamburger checks out. Here comes Hartford back into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Now the Whippets will play things in. Isaac Carlson will get it into the hands of Derek Kissinger, and Kissinger will bring things up now for the Whippets as he comes across the midcourt stripe. Now to Carson Bloom. Bloom to the near sideline. That's Christensen with the ball. Out here to Kissinger. So he backs up now. Looks to the clock. We're down to 17 seconds to play. So the Whippets will play for the final shot here. Dan Christensen hangs the ball away to Carson Bloom to the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. Grabbing the ball is Carlson. It's not to be knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Simon Ostrander. Ostrander runs her back the other way to the goal. His shot's going to be blocked down by Schwenke, and time runs out in the first quarter of play. So time runs out here in the first quarter. Everything we've expected so far, we've got a tie ball game. After one quarter, it's Minden 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 14. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings St. Cecilia and Minden were tied up at 14 points apiece after one quarter. So each team had a little run there in the first, and we're tied up at 14 after the first 8 minutes. Minden got out to a 10-3 lead before St. Cecilia came back. Now the Hawks have the ball. Opening possession of the second quarter. Here's a shot by Esch off of the baseline. No good. Ball swatted around, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Hawks. Darren Kissinger will play things in for Minden. Second ball game tonight will pit Kearney Catholic up against the Adams Central Patriots. That one is scheduled for 8 o'clock tonight. 8 o'clock starting time for Adams Central and Kearney Catholic here at Lynn Farrell Arena. This is Minden with the ball. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Semifinals in C1, sub-district 9 tonight. Cincinnati off of the baseline. His shot is wild. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Christian Schwenke grabs the offensive board and the putback. He's got three field goals and 6 points now for the Whippets. Minden goes out on top, down by a score of 16-14. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Alex Sheehy. His shot for three is up and in. Alex Sheehy's been hitting only 16% of his three-pointers during the regular season. Nails a three-pointer here. 17-16, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a Minden working the baseline and stepping out of bounds down there with Christian Schwenke. Schwenke driving the baseline from the right corner toward the goal. He's gone for being out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on the Whippets. That's going to be the sixth turnover in the first half here on Minden. We're about a minute into the second quarter now, 17-16. The Blue Hawks have the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball back the other way. That's Hamburger down here.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it. Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth. Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska and an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call: Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
For around 90 years, there's been a Burt's Drugstore in Hastings, giving you the best prescription and over-the-counter service. Burt's continues to treat its customers like family. Personal service where they call you by your first name. A short wait time. Free prescription delivery 6 days a week. Burt's Pharmacy can even text you when your prescription is ready for pickup at its convenient drive-up window. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy 14th and Bellevue. Good luck to St. Cecilia, the local and area teams in their tournament basketball games.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
People you know, community people, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Oakley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods.
All right, we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Ferrell Arena got 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the second quarter. 21-20 is the score. The Minden Whippets are out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia in the C1-9 Sub-District Basketball Tournament. Driving for the basket there. That's R.J. Watson. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. We apologize for the technical difficulties. I think we're back now. As the St. Cecilia's got the ball, here's a Cesar Tino driving with the basket. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball ripped out of there by Carson Bloom. Bloom runs her back the other way for the Whippets. Down to the baseline. His off-balance shot is up there. It's good, but he's going to be called for the steps. Carson Bloom is called for the traveling violation. That's the eighth turnover on Minden here in this first half of play. So it's 21-20. It was 14-14 at the end of the first quarter. We haven't missed too much since we left with just a couple of field goals, and we're sitting at 21-20 right now as the Whippets have the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Blue Hawks will come back the other way. So high school basketball action here tonight on the Breeze, KLYQ 94.5. Bill Hamburger has got the ball for St. Cecilia, gets it away to Cesar Tino. He drives it to the goal. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Isaac Carlson. Carlson has got it down from Minden down the near sideline. Carlson inside the free throw circle. Nice pass down low, and the shot is up and in. R.J. Watson. R.J. Watson gets the field goal, and a nice pass there by Isaac Carlson. He gets the assist. And it's now a 23-20 ball game. Minden is out on top by 3 points. St. Cecilia with the ball. Hamburger drives it to the goal. The shot's going to be blocked down. It's going to be blocked down there by Christian Swenka of Minden. The ball's recovered here by Isaac Carlson. End of the forecourt. Isaac has got the ball at the free throw line. His pass to the near sideline intercepted. Intercepted there by Hannon. He drives a one-on-one. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good over Carlson. And the ball ripped out of there by Minden coming back the other way. A driving layup by Carson Bloom is up and in. Bloom now with 10 points in the ball game. And the Whippets have opened up a 5-point lead again over St. Cecilia. 25-20 is the score. Tied up at 14 at the end of the first half, or at the end of the first quarter. It's now 25-20. The Whippets have the lead of St. Cecilia. Hawks come back with the ball. And now we got a whistle away from all the action. It's going to be under the hole here. And a foul here will go on the Whippets. It's going to go on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his second. Second foul on Bloom. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Whippets. So now the team fouls are even at 7 apiece. Coming up in our second ball game tonight will be Kearney Catholic and the Adams Central Patriots. Into the ball game now for Minden is going to be, actually for St. Cecilia, is going to be Simon Ostrander. Ostrander comes in. Hamburger comes to the bench. 25-20 the score. Whippets have the lead. Mike Hannon to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. 64% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. But a rebound comes down to Hannon. Gets his own ball back. Cesar Tino from the corner. His shot for 3 is good. Cesar Tino has knocked down a couple of trays here in this ball game. He's now got 8 points in this contest for St. Cecilia. It's now a 25-23 ball game. The Whippets have the lead. R.J. Watson with the ball trying to get away from Cesar Tino. R.J. picks it up. He's in trouble out here in three-point territory. Comes down the near sideline as they get it here to a Derry Kissinger. Kissinger brings it out into three-point territory. Kissinger picked up there by Hannon of St. Cecilia. Kissinger dribbling with the ball. 19 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Whippets have a 2-point lead over St. Cecilia, 25-23. Kissinger just dribbling with the ball just across the 10-second line. Now he's on the move. There's R.J. Watson, deep wing on the right side behind his screen from Christian Schwenka. The ball's going to be tapped away, and now he throws up a prayer. It's going to be no good. The ball is loose. 1 second to play. Ostrander throws it down the length of the floor, and that's the end of the second quarter of play. At halftime here tonight in boys high school basketball action here tonight on the Breeze, and the score at halftime, it is Minden 25, Hastings St. Cecilia 23. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our love's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back to the Oxburn Sports Complex in Fell Arena. Hastings Saints is trailing the Minden Whippets by a score of 25-23 here at halftime. It was 14-14 at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia hit their first field goal of the ball game, a three-pointer by Cesar Tino. Then Minden rattled off 10 straight points to make it a 10-3 ball game. St. Cecilia came back at the end of the first quarter. They scored the next couple of baskets, got within 3 points again at 10-7. It was 14-14 at the end of the first quarter. We're tied up in the second quarter to play. St. Cecilia and Minden went toe-to-toe there. Minden opened up a four-point lead, 21-17. St. Cecilia came back to pull within 1 point at 21-20, and right now it's a five-point ball game at halftime. The score is 25-20. The Minden Whippets out on top here at halftime over St. Cecilia. The winner plays again on Thursday night at 7 o'clock against either Kearney Catholic or Adams Central. Those two teams will play at 8 o'clock tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex. In the event that Minden loses this ball game, the Whippets are still in pretty good shape for the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln. The Whippets are currently sitting in second place in the wild card standings as of tonight. There'll be two wild cards in each class, and Minden would definitely be in the running for a wild card, but I'm sure Shannon and Lovin and the Minden Whippets would like to go for a district championship here in this 2011-2012 season. They've got the lead here in their first ball game of the postseason, 25-23 over the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. So 25-23 the score. The Whippets have a two-point lead. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show tonight, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll have more after this.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again at halftime here tonight, Minden out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 25-23. We'll check the scoring in this first half of play. First of all, for Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawks are being led by Cesar Tino so far. Tino so far in the ball game has knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. He's also got a two-point field goal. So Tino's leading the way. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Alex Sheehy has come on and hit 2 three-pointers in the first half. That's a kid that's been hitting only 16% of their three-pointers so far this season, but Sheehy comes up with 2 three-pointers here in the first half. He's got 6 points. Kevin Ryan has nailed a three-pointer for St. Cecilia for his only points in the ballgame. Tim Skolk has got a field goal for two. Phil Hamburger has got a field goal for two, and Jamison Esch has got a field goal and 2 points here in the first half. St. Cecilia has been to the free-throw line only twice. Those are the free throws by Esch. So again, leading the way for St. Cecilia is Cesar Tino. He has got 8 points in the ballgame here for the Hawks. For the Minden Whippets, Carson Bloom and Christian Schwenke, a couple of guys we talked about preceding the ball game here tonight. They're leading the way. They each have 10 points here in this first half. Carson Bloom has knocked down 5 field goals for his 10. Christian Schwenke has got 4 field goals. He has 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for his 10. Derek Kissinger has got a field goal for 2. R.J. Watson has got a field goal for 2 points. And Thomas Sinsel is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 1 point here for the Whippets. Minden 3 out of 5 from the stripe in the first half. Again, St. Cecilia was 2 out of 2. As far as the turnovers are concerned, we've got 9 unofficially on Minden and two for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks and Minden going at it here tonight in boys high school basketball. And our score at halftime is Minden 25, Hastings St. Cecilia 23. We'll come back and get more on the Allens of Hastings halftime show right after this.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Osmond Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Again, a big night for high school basketball across the Cornhusker State. The girls B5 district tournament getting started tonight at Kearney High School. And the opening round game will have Hastings Heights taking on Aurora. That's a matchup of 4-5. The winner will get Holdridge in the semifinals tomorrow night, or actually on Thursday. The other Thursday semifinal game, Lexington against Grand Island Northwest. Friday will be the finals at 7 o'clock. The boys Class C teams are all involved in the semifinals here tonight. C1-2 at Seward tonight has Milford playing Fairbury and Sandy Creek against Wilbur Claytonia. C1-8 at Grand Island Northwest tonight. You've got St. Paul and Central City. Grand Island Central Catholic will play Boone Central later on. C1-10 at Rock County High School. This is the sub-district that will face the winner of this sub-district in the district championship ball game next week. Valentine is playing Broken Bow in the first game tonight. Ainsworth against O'Neill in the second ball game. The D1-2 sub-district is going on at York tonight. Bruning Davenport Shickley is playing Heartland. Heartland knocked off Harvard in the play-in game last night, 57-40. In the other game tonight, McCool Junction is playing Deschler. D1-9 at Minden tonight. Kennesaw is playing Wilcox-Hildreth. Wilcox-Hildreth knocked out Franklin in the play-in game last night, 45-30. Other ball game tonight, Litchfield playing Amherst. D2-7 over at Hastings St. Cecilia. The top-seeded Giltner Hornets will play Lawrence Nelson. That game's going on right now. In the second ball game, as a Silver Lake playing Heartland Lutheran today. D2-8 at Kearney Catholic tonight. Loomis is playing Axtell and Bertrand against Pleasanton. The B5 district for the boys, the official pairings announced earlier today. That's going to be held at Kearney High School. And the ball game's on Saturday in the opening round. Cozad will play Holdridge in the first game at 5, followed by Hastings High against Lexington at 6:45. That baby resumes on Monday night with the semifinals. The Cozad-Holdridge winner will play Aurora at 6 o'clock, with the Hastings-Lexington winner playing Grand Island Northwest at 7:45. Then the championship ball game next Tuesday at 7 o'clock at Kearney High. We're at halftime here in the C1-9 sub-district basketball tournament. Second-ranked Minden with a lead over Hastings-St. Cecilia at halftime. It's Minden 25, St. Cecilia 23. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show tonight, brought to you by Allens of Hastings. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on The Breeze. KLIQFM.com, also online at KLIQFM.com, and on your smartphone at m.KLIQFM.com. From the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, the first game of two here tonight on The Breeze. We've got Kearney Catholic playing Adams Central in the second ball game. Scheduled tip time tonight will be at 8 o'clock. Here in the arena, Hastings St. Cecilia, Minden tied up at 14 points apiece after the first quarter. And now Minden has got a two-point lead as we start the second half here. 25-23. St. Cecilia will have the opening possession here in the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Jamison Ash has got it. Dribbles out here in three-point territory. Gets the ball away to Cesar Tino down in the corner. That's going to be Skoke with the ball. Bounce pass is going to be wide of the target. It goes out of bounds. Trying to get it to Hartford, who posted up left side of the lane. They threw it too far. It's out of bounds. The third turnover on the Hawks in the ball game. So it's going to be Minden bringing the ball back. The Whippets are 19-1 on the season. Their only loss is to Ravenna this year. Since then, they've won 10 games in a row. They're ranked number two in Class C1. According to the Lincoln Journal-Star, the Whippets looking for their 20th win of the season here tonight. There's a shot off the baseline. It's going to be no good. The shot taken by Schwenken. The ball goes out of bounds. Now we got a foul called. A foul called on the weak side here. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Hamburger, and that's going to be his third. So Phil Hamburger, the leading scorer now for St. Cecilia, has got three personal fouls. Kevin Asher going to keep him into the ball game here early in this third quarter. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be tipped. Now it's going to be picked up off of the floor. Christian Schwenken puts it up off the window and scores. Schwenken picks up the tap ball. It was loose in the way, and he picks it up and banks one home off of the window. He's got 12 points in the ball game, and now Minden has a 27-23 lead over St. Cecilia here in this third quarter. Cesar Tino out on top now to Hamburger. Moves it down in the corner to Esch. Esch brings it up. Off the elbow, left side, comes out now to Hamburger. Back to Esch for three. Shot is up there and in. Jamison Esch nails a three ball there for St. Cecilia. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are within one, 27-26. Here's Dan Christensen on the ball. Dribbles down in the corner of the right side. Lobs it into Christian Schwenken. Turn around, jump around for the baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Skoke. Tim Skoke has got the ball here for St. Cecilia. Gets it away to Hamburger. Into the forecourt to Cesar Tino. Has the ball tipped loose out of bounds. Since we St. Cecilia ball. Getting his hands on it there for the Whippets was Thomas Sinsel. It's going to be St. Cecilia playing it in right in front of the Hawk bench here on the near sideline. Hamburger looking to play things in. Comes way out on top. That's Cesar Tino. Brings it back here to Hamburger. Hamburger looking to penetrate. Throws a rainbow pass to the far sideline. Cesar Tino puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here to the top of the key. Minden still in that man-to-man defense. Hamburger. Deep wing, left side, takes the ball on the dribble down on the baseline, gets it to Hartford, down to the free throw line. That's Esch with the ball. Jamison Esch dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. Now to Hamburger, a long three. It's up there good. Bill Hamburger hits the three ball, and St. Cecilia goes out on top now by a score of 29-27. And well, got a whistle back the other way. Carson Bloom is bringing the ball under the hole there for the Whippets, and he fouls going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Tim Skoke. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number two on the Hawks here in the second half of play. Now, St. Cecilia's got the lead in the second half. 6:01 to play in the third quarter, 29-27. Hawks have it. Driving the baseline is going to be Minden and putting up a shot as Derek Kissinger. And the shot is up and in. Kissinger drives it from the right corner toward the goal. He banks one home off of the window. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 29 points apiece here. Here's Jamison S for St. Cecilia. Dribbles inside the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Hamburger. Bombs it back in to Hartford. Left side of the lane. Hartford with his back to the basket. Out here to Esch. He's on the dribble. Takes it on the baseline. Comes out here to Skoke. Comes across the top to Cesar Tino. Down to Hamburger on the deep wing on the right side. Picked up by Carson Bloom. Here's the pass over here to Cesar Tino. Drives it down to the baseline. Cut off nicely there by Sinsel. He puts it on the floor and dribbles all the way back around to the right side. Down to the baseline. Stops there. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. He's fouled in the play. A lot of dribbling there by Cesar Tino, but he gets the job done as he draws the personal foul on Minden. And now Tino goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Derek Kissinger. That's going to be his first. Cesar Tino to the free throw line. Officials having a tough time getting the right numbers flashed to the scores table here. Cesar Tino to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tino is a 72% foul shooter in the season coming in here. He's now 43 out of 60 from the free throw line. Cesar Tino will have one more. He's got 8 points in the ball game for the Hawks. We're tied up at 29 points apiece. Here comes the next shot by Tino. It's good. Cesar Tino hits one out of two, and St. Cecilia's got the lead. The Hawks 30, Minden 29 in boys high school basketball action here tonight. The Whippets with only one loss so far this season. They've won 10 games in a row. The Hawks have won three in a row entering the postseason tournament. Here's a bounce pass inside. They get it to Kissinger. He maneuvers in a traveling violation. Kissinger maneuvering right in front of the hole there for Minden is whistled for a a traveling violation. That's 10 turnovers now on Minden in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got three. Hawks have a one-point lead, and they've got the basketball. Here comes Hamburger back the other way for St. Cecilia. Brings it into the offensive zone. Carson Bloom will pick him up. Hamburger dribbles on the near sideline. Leaves the ball out here for Jamison Esch. Brings it back to Hamburger on the deep wing left side. Hamburger back down in the corner. That's Esch with the ball. Picked up there by Isaac Carlson for Minden. Out on top, this is going to be Tim Skoke with the ball. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Lays it down in the baseline now to Jamison Esch. Back out here to Skoke. Now to Hamburger. 4.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Hamburger, left side of the lane. Hands it away to Cesar Tino. Comes out here to Skoke at the top of the circle. He holds the ball, gets away from Bloom. Takes it to the elbow, right side. Here's a pass to the near sideline to Hamburger. Hamburger picked up now by Derek Kissinger. Cross-court pass goes over to Cesar Tino. Takes the ball down to the baseline. His shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is called. Cesar Tino takes the ball to the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play here. A personal foul going to be whistled on Christian Schwenk, and that's going to be his first. So Christian Schwenk picks up his first foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Whippets. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia again will be Cesar Tino. They shoot two shots here as he was fouled in the active shooting. His shot is up there is good. Tino now with 10 points in the ball game. The St. Cecilia lead is now 2 points at 31-29. You're listening to the C1 Sub-District 9 basketball tournament tonight on the Breeze, KOIQ FM 94.5. Cesar Tino will have one more. Shot is up there, it's good. Cesar Tino nails a pair, and it's now a 32-29 ball game. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. They fell behind in the first quarter, 10-3 right out of the gates. It was 14-14 at the end of the first quarter, 25-23 in favor of Minden at halftime. And now the Hawks have built a 32-29 lead here in the third quarter. There's a pass inside going for the basket and scoring is Kissinger. Derek Kissinger scores easily there for the Minden Whippets. He has now got 8 points in the ball game. There's a pass that's going to be deflected. It's going to be out of bounds. Saints to say, we'll play things in. Ball tipped out of bounds there by the Whippets. Coming into the ball game will be Mike Cannon. Going out will be Skoke. Here's Hamburger. He will inbound the ball right in front of the St. Cecilia bench on their offensive end. Hamburger holds it, comes out now to Esch. Out here in three-point territory, Esch on the dribble, gets it away now to Cesar. Cesar Tino brings it back to Mike Cannon on the right side, down to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger dribbling the ball, gets away from Carson Bloom. Hamburger sends it over in the wing on the right side, down to Mike Cannon. He holds it, it's man-to-man, puts it on the floor, dribbles. Now he's in trouble as he gets it away. That's going to be Esch down in the corner. Jamison Esch brings it up high on the block. Out to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Bloom on the dribble. Back the other way for the Whippets. Nice pass over here on the right side to Kissinger. Shot for three. Good. Derek Kissinger throws up a three ball. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. And bam, just like that, the Whippets go back out on top. 34-32. We've got 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex. Mike Cannon with the ball. Now a timeout from head coach Kevin Asher. A timeout here for St. Cecilia. 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score of Minden 34, St. Cecilia 32.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. It is Minden out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 34-32. We've got Connie Catholic. Connie Catholic and Adam Central coming up next here on The Breeze. At the end of the third quarter in the D28 sub-district at Connie Catholic tonight, Loomis is out on top of Axtell. The score is 29-20. Loomis 29, Axtell 20. They're at the end of the third quarter. And that's some district tournament going on at Kearney Catholic tonight. 34-32 here. As we enjoy the Macarena, we'll get ready for basketball again as St. Cecilia will play things in following the timeout from coach Kevin Asher. St. Cecilia had a three-point lead back there at 32-29. But now the Whippets have scored the last 5 points here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia now on their offensive attack. There's Caesar Tino with the ball on the dribble. Takes it to the top of the key. Now to Esch. Free throw line extended right side. Dribbles to the elbow. Now kicks it back out here. That's Alex Sheehy with the ball. Now to Esch. His long pass down low is intercepted. Intercepted by Kissinger as he drives it back the other way. The ball is tipped loose. It's picked up by Kissinger. Keeps it alive here for Minden. Out to Carson Bloom. Drives the ball to the basket. Tries to dump the ball away to Schwenka. He mishandles the ball. The scramble is on. Kissinger covers it up. And a timeout's going to be called. Derek Christensen goes down, fights for that loose ball, and covers it up down here just right of the lane. Shannon loving up quickly there for Minden to save the possession. He calls a timeout for the Whippets. So we've got another timeout. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's still Minden 34, Hastings St. Cecilia 32.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 2:25 to play here in the third quarter. The Whippets have a two-point lead, 34-32 over St. Cecilia. Here's Kissinger on the wing. Comes out here into three-point territory. R.J. Watson back into the ball game. Kissinger out down in the corner. There's Isaac Carlson. His shot no good from three. Gets his own rebound. Dumps it down low. A shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul's going to be called. Christian Schwenka going up for the shot there for Minden. He's fouled in the play here. Personal is going to be whistled on Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. And Schwenka goes to the free throw line here for the Whippets. Christian Schwenka, big boy there for Minden, 6'4" and senior. His shot is up there. It won't go. Schwenka now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll get one more. Schwenka has got 12 points here in the ballgame. Derek Kissinger has got 11 to pace the Whippets in this contest. Here comes the next shot. That's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rattles out for the front iron, and the rebound comes down to Hannon. So St. Cecilia can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. 34-32 is the score. Kevin Ryan has got it now to Hannon. Free throw line extended right side all the way to the sideline. Down in the corner to Ashihi, who's nailed a couple of threes in this ball game tonight. Kevin Ryan out on top. That is Cesar Tino. Minden still in that man-to-man defense. Out on top, that's Alex Sheehy. Right side of the lane. That's Mike Hannon with the ball. Now to Sheehy. Left side of the key. Gets it back now as they reverse it. Over to Mike Hannon. Over on the right sideline. With the basketball there is going to be Kevin Ryan. Ryan gives it to a Cesar Tino. Tino dribble penetration toward the goal. The shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. An offensive charging foul is going to be called on Cesar Tino. Cesar Tino is hit with an offensive charge as he took the ball to the goal. That's the first personal on Cesar. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Hawks. A minute and 30 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, it's 34-32. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by a couple of points. Here's Isaac Carlson back now for Minden. Carlson will bring things up. St. Cecilia has now gone to a zone defense here against this Minden offense. Late in this third quarter, trailing by 2 points. There's a Carson Bloom. Cross-court pass comes to the near sideline to Kissinger. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound in the lane. That's Levin with the ball. Gets it away to Kissinger. Driving it down the hole. Or driving down the lane. And shot is up and in. Derry Kissinger has now got 13 in the ball game here for Minden, and the Whippets are out on top by 4 points now. It's 36-32. St. Cecilia with it back in their offensive end. Under a minute to play here in the third. That's going to be Hamburger. Cross-court pass down in the corner. Kevin Ryan brings it back to Hamburger on the wing on the left side of the lane. Hamburger holds it there against Carson Bloom. Out on top to Cesar Tino. Tino holds the ball over on the wing on the right side to Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be an error ball. It's going to be out of bounds. St. Cecilia tries to see what Hamburger over there. He can't get to it. It goes out of bounds, and Minden will play things in. So now we got 35.7 seconds to play here in the third. St. Cecilia is trailing Minden by the score of 36-32, and the Whippets will come back the other way. Minden will probably play for the final shot right here with that four-point lead. Minden back in the offensive zone. Here's R.J. Watson underneath the pole. That's Kissinger with the ball. He goes up. His shot's going to be good. Kissinger got loose on the baseline. He scores easily. 15 points now for Derry Kissinger. He averages 13 on the season. Kevin Ryan has got the ball now for St. Cecilia. Comes over here on the left side. That's going to be Sheehy. Out on top now to Kevin Ryan. Brings it back in the corner. Mike Cannon with the ball. Handed down to Simon Ostrander. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Ostrander gets it to Hannon. Hops in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter. The horn sounds. That's the end of the third quarter of play. Minden has opened up a six-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. After three quarters, it's Minden 38, Hastings St. Cecilia 32. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska and an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena as we start the fourth and final quarter. Minden is out on top of St. Cecilia now by a score of 38-32. This is the biggest lead in the Wild for the Whippets. It's 6 points, and they have the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. R.J. Watson has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Gets it away now to Christian Schwenke. Out on top to Carson Bloom. Bloom picked up over there by Ryan of St. Cecilia. Down in the corner, there's Watson with the ball. Picked up by Simon Ostrander. Comes out on the wing. That's going to be Carson Bloom. He's going to have his pocket picked by Kevin Ryan. Ryan drives it back the other way. Stops, puts the man in the air, and he needs to talk for traveling himself. Kevin Ryan had a one-on-one break there. He put a man in the air, and then he's called for the traveling violation himself. That's 11 turnovers on Minden in the ball game. 5 for St. Cecilia. Hawks are trailing by 6 points here, 38-32. In the fourth quarter, semifinals, C1, Subdistrict 9. Here tonight at Hastings College. Out on top, here's Derek Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger drives it to the left side of the lane. Gets out here to R.J. Watson, and he's going to be called for the double dribble. R.J. Watson whistled for the double dribble violation. That's 12 turnovers now on Minden here in the ball game. 7-17 to play in the fourth. The Whippets have the lead over the Blue Hawks by a score of 38-32. Leading scorer for St. Cecilia so far has been Cesar Tino. He's got 11 points. Here in the ball game. And Tino's got the ball now on the baseline. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. In and out. Back in again. Cesar Tino gets the field goal there for the Hawks. Tino now with 13. St. Cecilia trailing by 4. 38-34. Here's Derek Kissinger. Takes the ball down on the baseline. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Trying to take it down on the baseline. Cesar Tino gets the interception. That's turnover number 13 on the Whippets. St. Cecilia's got the ball trailing by 4 points. Here in this fourth quarter. 38-34. Cesar Tino on the wing on the right side. Takes it to the free throw line. Gets it out here to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander over to Hamburger. He clears out the left side. Hamburger takes it down to the baseline. Double team, triple team. Throws it back out here to Ostrander. Now to Cesar Tino on the wing on the right side. Dribble penetration. Takes the ball. The goal is shot. It's up there. It's no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Skoke had it, and he had it poked loose from behind by Christian Schwenke. So St. Cecilia will play things in. 6 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Minden 38, Hastings St. Cecilia 34. Here's Hamburger with the ball, plays it into Skoke, hands it back to Hamburger, drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. An acrobatic shot won't go. And the rebound comes down to Schwenke. Schwenke from Minden. Outlet pass goes here on the near sideline to Bloom. He tries to drive the ball inside. It's poked loose, picked up by R.J. Watson. Watson out on top, now to Derek Kissinger. Entry pass, they get it inside to Bloom. Goes for the basket, a shot, no good. Bloom knocked down, no foul called. St. Cecilia gets it back. Here's Hamburger to Cesar Tino. To Hamburger in the lane, goes up. His shot's going to be blocked down. That's going to be picked up here by Minden. Running back the other way is going to be Thomas Sinsel. Thomas has got it, cuts back toward the center of the floor. Dribbles into the lane, kicks it out to R.J. Watson for three. Shot good. R.J. Watson hits the three ball. And the Whippets now have a 41-34 advantage over St. Cecilia with 5 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the ballgame. Cesar Tino on the wing, goes to the free throw line. Skoke, his shot's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. The Hawks right now non-existent on the glass here in the second half of play. There's a shot left side by Sinsel, no good. Rebound comes down to Skoke for St. Cecilia. Gets it away to Kevin Ryan. Down to Phil Hamburger into the forecourt. Ostrander for three. Shot is up there. That's going to be no good. That was a long three. Several feet behind the three-point arc. Coming back the other way is Carson Bloom. He lobs it in the lane. That's Schwenke. He grabs it, shoots, and scores. Christian Schwenke now with 14. It's a 43-34 ball game now. The Whippets have opened up a 9-point lead with 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play. And this place going crazy here tonight. Minden fans right behind us, and Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play. During the fourth quarter, Minden has opened up a 9-point lead. It's the Whippets 43, the Blue Hawks 34.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The C19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament. It's a loaded sub-district. Seeing some great action here tonight in the semifinals. Minden has got a 9-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 43-34. There's 38-32 in favor of the Whippets at the end of the third quarter. St. Cecilia down on their offensive end. Here's Kevin Ryan with the ball to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out here to Cesar Tino. Tino looking to penetrate, takes it to the elbow, bounce pass out on top. Hamburger's got it out here to Cesar. Cesar now picked up by Thomas Sinsel of Minden. He spins left side of the lane, can't put up a shot. Now to Ostrander to Kevin Ryan. Ryan gets it out here to Jamison Esch. Dribble penetration, takes the ball down to the baseline, kicks it back out here to Ryan. Comes across the top to Ostrander, out to Ryan, to S for three. Shot is up there, it's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to R.J. Watson. Watson has got it for Minden. He dribbles up the floor now. Jamison Esch will pick him up. Watson brings it into the offensive scoring zone halfway through his fourth quarter. 43-34, Minden with a 9-point lead over St. Cecilia. Sinsel has got the ball at the free throw line and backs it on out. Picked up by Cesar Tino down the near sideline. Kissinger. Picked up by Hamburger. Hamburger goes for the steal. Look out, he's playing with three personal fouls. He's going to drive it down on the baseline. Here's a pass in the lane. It gets out of there. Picked up by R.J. Watson. Watson from Minden. Bounce pass goes inside to Schwenke. Shot's up and in. Not the way that Shannon Levin probably drew it up there. The ball was tapped away and picked up a couple of times, but Schwenke finally gets the field goal. He's got 16 in the ball game. That's now a 45-34 ball game, an 11-point lead. Minden has got the advantage here. That's Ostrander with the ball here on the near sideline with 3:20 to play. Ostrander comes out into three-point territory. That's going to be Cesar Tino. Comes across the top to Esch. Esch over here to a Hamburger. Hamburger's going to drive it toward the goal. We got a personal foul called. Hamburger taking it to the basket there, but a foul called on the way in. It's going to go on the Whippets. It's going to go on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his third. Two very good defensive teams scoring off here tonight. Minden is a team that is giving up only 38.3 points per ball game on offense. Hastings St. Cecilia is giving up only 40.5 points per ball game. 45-34, St. Cecilia is down by 11 points with 3:09 remaining here in the ball game. As Hamburger will play things in, that's going to be Mike Hannon with the ball, left side of the lane. Hannon holds it here. Minden back to a man-to-man. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected off of the fingertips of Cesar Tino. Brought down by Bloom. He drives, shoots, and misses, but a foul called. Tino had to go off of his fingertips there right into the hands of Carson Bloom. He took it the distance, missed the layup, but he was fouled in a play here by Tino. That's the second foul on Cesar. Team foul number five with the Hawks. They're going to the free throw line is going to be Carson Bloom. Bloom so far in the ball game for Minden has got 10 points. So Carson Bloom to the free throw line here. And his shot is up there. It's good. So Carson Bloom will have one more. He's a 72% foul shooter on the season. He's at 62 out of 85 coming to the ball game here. 2 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Minden has opened up a 12-point lead now over St. Cecilia. The score is 46-34. We've got Kearney Catholic and Adams Central coming up next here on the Breeze. And again, the scheduled tip-off time is 8 o'clock, so we'll have some time in between games here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Carson Bloom. 47-34. The Whippets looking for their 11th consecutive win during this ball game tonight. There's a shot from the right side by Hamburger. That's going to be knocked down, but a foul is going to be called. A personal foul whistle on Isaac Carlson of Minden. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number four on the Whippets. This will be a shooting foul, though, so going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Hamburger. Bill's got only 5 points in the ball game after scoring 22 in the contest last night. The shot from the line is up and in. St. Cecilia now 6 out of 7 on free throws so far tonight. 47-35, the Hawks down by a dozen. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Hamburger. And the rebound comes down here to Jonas Levin for the Minden Whippets. He gets into the hands of Carlson, who hustles into the forecourt, drives the ball to the baseline, stops there. Carlson comes out on top with the basketball. There is going to be Thomas Sinsel. Comes across the top as they get it to Isaac Carlson again. And now Minden might want to spread the floor here. Sinsel drives the ball to the hole. It's not going to be blocked down by Tino out of bounds. But as we say that, Thomas Sinsel takes it to the hole and sees that Tino gets the block out of bounds. 2.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Minden 47, St. Cecilia 35. Whippets led at halftime with a score of 25-23. Isaac Carlson will play things in from Minden down here in the Coffin corner, left side of the basket. There's a pass into the backcourt. Ostrander goes for the steal. He can't get to it as it's into the backcourt and picked up there by Thomas Sinsel. Brings it back into the offensive zone, flips the ball away to Carson Bloom. Bloom dribbles behind his back, drives the ball to the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Sheehy, and the ball's going to be picked up here by Carlson. Isaac Carlson, and now he's going to be fouled into play by Sheehy. Alex Sheehy's going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Blue Hawks here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Minden playing things in off the far sideline. 47-35. The Minden Whippets out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia, about ready to end the Hawks season here in the semifinals of the C19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament. Minden will play again on Thursday against either Kearney Catholic or the Adams Central Patriots. That game is coming up next. And here's another personal foul in St. Cecilia. The Hawks is picking up the Whippets all over the place now. Kevin Ryan picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on the Hawks here in the second half of play. Carson Bloom will go to the free throw line now for Minden. Bloom has got 10 points in the ball game. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Carson Bloom will go to the line here for Minden. Had a couple of shots just a few seconds ago. Now he'll have another chance here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot good. 48-35, Minden out on top. Again, their only loss this year was a loss to number 1 ranked Ravenna way back in December. Since then, they have won 10 straight games on the verge of winning number 11 in a row right here. Big shot is up there. It is good from Carson Bloom. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. Christian Schwenka, he has got 16. Derek Kissinger has got 15. The big three there for the Whippets. There's a long-range jumper from the corner. Good. Mike Hannon throws up the 3-ball and scores for St. Cecilia. The Hawks are down by 11. They got 1:55 to play. It's 49-38. Minden with a lead. Here's Isaac Carlson driving the ball into the basket down the right side of the lane, and he's fouled into play. Another foul here will go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his fourth. So 4 fouls now on Hamburger, and going to the free throw line for Minden will be Isaac Carlson. Carlson has not scored so far in the ball game tonight. He's a 55% foul shooter in the season, 11 out of 20 for the line. And his shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Esch has got it. Jamison Esch gets the ball now to Hamburger. Hustles into the forecourt. Hamburger takes it into the lane. Kicks it out here to Hannon. He takes it into the paint again. Goes over on the right side. Now to Esch. Jamison Esch backs it on out. Down in the corner. Now to Cesar Tino. Tino looking to drive it. Takes it to the top of the key. A feed down in the corner. That's Sheehy for 3. Shot good. Alex Sheehy nails his 3rd 3-pointer of the ball game. He's got 9 points. And now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout as the Hawks are back to within 8 points now at 49-41. 1:27 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Minden 49, St. Cecilia 41.
For around 90 years, there's been a Burt's Drugstore in Hastings, giving you the best prescription and over-the-counter service. Burt's continues to treat its customers like family. Personal service where they call you by your first name. A short wait time. free prescription delivery 6 days a week. Burt's Pharmacy can even text you when your prescription is ready for pickup at its convenient drive-up window. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Good luck to St. Cecilia, the local and area teams, in their tournament basketball games.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 1:27 to play. St. Cecilia is back to within 8 points at 49-41, hitting a couple of three-pointers here in the past couple of minutes. Minden had a 13-point lead at 47-34 just a couple of minutes ago. The Hawks now back to within 8 points at 49-41. The winner moves on to the sub-district final on Thursday night against either Kearney Catholic or Adams Central. The loser is finished, so that's Hastings St. Cecilia. Minden can probably assure themselves of at least a wild card if they lose here in this ball game tonight, but they're seeking the district championship here for the 2011-2012 season. There's a foul that's going to be called here on Simon Ostrander of St. Cecilia as the Whippets brought the ball up the floor. That's going to be the first foul on Ostrander, and going to the free throw line will be Carson Bloom of Minden. Bloom so far has got 12 points in the ball game. And Bloom will have a one-on-one situation here. That's the ninth team foul calling St. Cecilia here in this second half of play. So Carson Bloom will toe the mark here for the Whippets. He throws it up there, and the shot is good. Carson Bloom will have one more. He's now got 13 in the ball game. Well, this is a tough trio to stop with Schrenka and Kissinger and Carson Bloom all in double figures tonight for the Whippets. Now 50-41, 9-point lead. Bloom will have one more. Shot good. He's now perfect from the free throw line. He's 6 out of 6 from the line. Minden now with a 10-point lead, 51-41. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger moves it on the dribble to the right side. Leaves it down in the corner. That's going to be Hannon for three. Shot is up there, way off of the mark. No good. An air ball. Rebound comes out of Christian Schwenka. Schwenka down the near sideline to get it to Isaac Carlson. Down the floor to R.J. Watson, and he lays it in. R.J. Watson now with 7 points in the ball game, 53-41. St. Cecilia down by a dozen. Here's Cesar Tino for three. His shot's going to be up there short. Rebound loose, and it's brought down again by Minden. That's going to be Carson Bloom up the floor. Isaac Carlson drives, shoots, and scores. Isaac Carlson scores on the assist from Carson Bloom. That's now a 14-point ball game. 45 seconds to play. 55-41 is the score. Here's a long-range jumper. Good. Bill Hamburger throws up the tray there for St. Cecilia. At the top of the key, Hamburger knocks down a tray. He's now got 9 points in the ball game for the Hawks. And we got a timeout. We got a timeout, St. Cecilia. 39 seconds to play. And the basketball game is now Minden 55, St. Cecilia 44.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
From the D2-8 Sub-District Tournament at Kearney Catholic tonight, top-seeded Loomis picking up a win over Axtell. The final score of 45-29. So Loomis wins tonight. They'll move on to the finals on Thursday night. They'll play either Bertrand or Pleasanton. That game is coming up next at Kearney Catholic. But again, Loomis picking up a win over Axtell tonight, 45-29 in boys high school basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing here by 11. It is 55-44 with 39 seconds to play. Minden will play it in. Kissinger gets the ball to R.J. Watson. He's going to be fouled here in backcourt by Ostrander. Simon Ostrander picks up his second personal foul. Now we got a one-and-one situation back at the other end here for R.J. Watson from Minden. R.J. Watson, a 78% foul shooter in the season. He's hit for 7 points here in the ball game tonight. Five of those have come here in the second half of play. So R.J. Watson to the free throw line here for the Whippets, and his shot is up there. It's good. Here comes Cesar Tino back into the ball game now for Ostrander. 56-44 is the score. The Hawks down by a dozen. R.J. Watson will have one more shot here for Minden. Puts it up there. Shot good. Minden leading by 13, 57-44. It was a two-point ball game at halftime, but Minden has owned the second half. There's a shot from the right side, no good by Esch. Rebound comes down to Schwenk, and a foul is going to be called. Schwenk got the board there for Minden, and the foul here is going to be called on Mike Cannon of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. We're going to walk to the free throw line again. This time it's going to be Christian Schwenke towing the mark here for the Whippets. He's got 16 in the ball game, 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. This will be a two-shot foul. St. Cecilia is now over the 10-foul limit in the second half, and the first one is up and in. Schwenke now with 17. He averages 9.2 on the season, and now head coach Kevin Asher will clear the bench. So the season's going to come to an end here for St. Cecilia. And for the Minden Whippets, they've now won 11 games in a row, and Minden will move on into the sub-district championship ballgame on Thursday night against either Kearney Catholic or Adams Central. That'll be a 7 o'clock ball game, and we'll have that one for you as well on the Breeze on the Thursday night, 6:45 for the pregame show. And the ball game now for the Hawks. Tommy O'Keefe is going to check in there. St. Cecilia has cleared the bench. Cannon Howell is out there for the Hawks. Christian Schwenk into the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Joel Groffel of St. Cecilia. 58-44. Minden has got the lead after leading just 38-32 after three quarters. Here's Howell with the ball. His long-range jumper from three is no good. The ball gets up over the glass out of play. There's some more substitutions coming in here with 14.9 seconds to go. Andrew Olson is going to inbound the ball now for Minden. The ball is going to be tipped away. The scramble is on, and we've got it's still loose in the lane. And now we got a whistle. We got a foul called here. A personal foul is going to be called here on the Mitchell Moeller of Minden. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Whippets. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in. Cannon Howell will inbound the ball. Now with 6 seconds to play in the lane, we got some contact made, and we got another foul called. St. Cecilia got the ball right in the lane there to Thomas Skulk, and a personal foul is going to be called on Chris Shelton of Minden. That's going to be his first 16th on the Whippets. Cannon Howell will play the ball into Skulk from the corner. His shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebound loose, and now we got a foul called again here on the rebound. This one is going to go on the Whippets as well, so 3 straight fouls on the Minden second teamers here. Andrew Olson picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. And now Cannon Howell will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia with 4/10 of a second remaining in the ballgame. Cannon Howell's free throw is up there and in. So it gets in the scorebook. It's not going to make much difference. St. Cecilia down by 13 points, and Minden will move on to the sub-district final coming up on Thursday night. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Cannon Howell hits a pair of free throws. Minden plays it in. That's the ball game. The Minden Whippets knock off Hastings St. Cecilia in boys high school basketball from the C19 sub-district tournament. They win by 12 points. Minden putting together a 20-point fourth quarter as they outscored St. Cecilia 20-14 in the fourth and final quarter. And the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks will end their season with a mark of 15 wins and 9 losses under head coach Kevin Asher. Meanwhile, for Minden, they win their 11th ball game in a row. They're now 20-1 on the season. They will play either Kearney Catholic or Adams Central coming up on Thursday night in the sub-district final, and the right to move on toward Lincoln for the boys state high school basketball tournament. Stick around. We've got the Vons Printers postgame show coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lefferl Arena. Hastings St. Cecilia dropping 1-2 Minden tonight. Final score of 58-46. So Minden wins it. They will play in the sub-district final coming up on Thursday night. Kearney Catholic and Adams Central will play in this next ball game. And they'll face the winner will face Minden coming up on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Here at the Osborne Sports Complex, we'll have that game for you as well here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. It's time for the Vons Printers post-game show here tonight, brought to you by Vons Printers of Hastings, your full-service printer at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. The Whippets got out of the gates early tonight. In fact, they jumped out to a 10-3 lead over St. Cecilia after the Hawks scored a three-pointer to start off the ball game, a three-pointer by Cesar Tino. But then it was Minden scoring 10 straight points to grab the lead. The Hawks battled back to pull within 2 points at 14-12 late in the first quarter, and we were tied up at 14 points apiece after one. It was a tight second quarter of play as well. Neither team able to break away. Each team had a lead there in the second period. And at halftime, it was 25-23 in favor of Minden. St. Cecilia came back. They had a 2 point lead in the third quarter of play. We were tied several times. Minden eventually ended up with a 6 point lead after three at 38-32. And then the Whippets outscore the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks in the fourth and final quarter, a margin of 20-14 to expand their lead. And the Whippets go on to win by a dozen at 58-46. So St. Cecilia ends the year 15-9. The Minden Whippets will improve to 20 wins and one loss. They've won 11 games in a row, and they'll play again on Thursday night here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take another timeout, check the scoring when we come back here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vons Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vons Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vons Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. This one in the books, game number one of two here tonight on the Breeze. It was Minden knocking off St. Cecilia by the score of 58-46. Project the scoring in the ball game tonight. The Hawks were led by Cesar Tino in the ball game tonight. Cesar knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He had a couple of two-point field goals, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Cesar Tino scores 13 points for St. Cecilia. He was the only man to reach double figures tonight for the Hawks. Phil Hamburger ends up with 9 points here in the ball game. Hamburger had a couple of three-pointers and a two-point field goal, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So after scoring 22 in the ball game last night against Gibbon, Hamburger comes back with only 9 points here in this contest against Minden. Also scoring 9 points was Alex Sheehy. He knocks down 3 three-pointers in the ball game here for the Hawks. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Jamison Esch, he had 5 points. Esch had a 3, and he hit 2 free throws in 2 attempts. Also scoring in the ball game was Kevin Ryan as he knocked down a 3-pointer in the first half for his only score of the contest. Mike Cannon had a field goal of 3 points in the first half for his only points in the ball game. Tim Skoke managed a field goal in the first half for 2. And then Cannon Howell hit a couple of free throws with 0.4 seconds remaining to tack on 2 more points for St. Cecilia. That was his only 2 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia ends up with 46 on the board tonight, led by Cesar Tino's 13 points. Meanwhile, for the Minden Whippets, they were led tonight. 3 guys in double figures. Christian Schwenka, 17 points. Schwenka had 7 field goals, and he was 3 out of 7 from the free throw line. Derek Kissinger had 15 points in the ball game. He had 13 in the second half of play, ends up with 15 points for Minden. And also scoring in there in double figures was Carson Bloom. He had 14. So 17 for Schwenka, 15 for Derek Kissinger, and 14 points for Carson Bloom. The other score is for Minden. R.J. Watson got in there and scored 9 points in the ball game. He had a three-pointer, had a couple of two-point field goals, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 9. Isaac Carlson ends up with 2 points on a field goal. He was 0 of 1 from the free throw line. And Thomas Sinsel, he was 1 out of 2 from the line for 1 point. Minden, 12 out of 18 from the line of the ball game tonight. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, 8 out of 11. I had St. Cecilia with just 8 turnovers in the ball game tonight, 13 for the Minden Whippets. But again, Minden wins it tonight by a dozen, 58 to 46 over Hastings St. Cecilia, tied up at 14 points apiece after the first quarter, 25-23 Minden at halftime, 38-32 in favor of Minden at the end of 3. And the Whippets go on to win tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 58 to 46. You've been listening to the Vons Printers postgame show here tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. We're going to step away for a few minutes. The second ball game tonight is not scheduled to start until 8 o'clock, and they're going to stay on that time schedule here tonight. It will not tip until 8 o'clock here at the Osborne Sports Complex. So we got about a half an hour from right now for the scheduled tip-off time between Kearney Catholic and the Adams Central Patriots. So we will step away for about 25 minutes or so. We'll come back just before 8 o'clock, bring you the second ball game of 2 tonight here on the Breeze. So stay with us. Again, it was Minden beating Hastings St. Cecilia in the opener tonight by a score of 58 to 46. I'm Mike Will on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.